If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
All right, and a good evening, good morning. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Welcome aboard. Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio. Tune in, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Network. Monday into a Tuesday, wrapping up the weekend in sports and looking ahead to the last week of July. Major League Baseball trading deadline. We'll save that later on in the week. Olympic Games obviously going to move right into the wheelhouse for us here as the Summer Games will unfold with the opening ceremonies Friday night. At least in these parts, we will see it on NBC and Peacock and all the other NBC family of stations. Looking forward to it. Again, the Open Championship highlighted the weekend. Xander Schauffele wrapped up, without a doubt, Player of the Year on the PGA Tour, Player of the Year in golf, and certainly going to be a favorite to bring down Olympic gold in Paris. So we will get into that as well. Tyler Levine will join us. They are fresh off their first full edition of First Touch, the new soccer program here on Saturday nights, part of Sports Weekend. We will visit with him. Yankees got off the schneid here a little bit this afternoon. Tragedy in the Yankee family, too. We'll tell you about that as well as we roll along here through a Monday into a Tuesday. You know, the one thing I'll say on the Olympic thing with LeBron James named to be the flag bearer for the United States could not be more, in my opinion, misguided. My Lord, I mean, you're going to take a guy who is, you know, making $50, $60 million a year, which is the antithesis of the Olympic spirit, which, you know, the idea of just amateur athletes has gone out the window. So that in and of itself gives license to having someone like LeBron James or even a Steph Curry. But how about Ledecky? How about Katie Ledecky? She could very well be the face of the U.S. Olympic effort in Paris. Simone Biles. Now, if you want to make it, you know, you want to get a, you know, put LeBron in there, but name two others to surround him. Do something, at least to anoint and at least display some quasi-amateurism, right? Perhaps you don't agree. I don't know. We'll get into that a little bit as we roll along here on Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. We're coming back here on Sports Byline. I ain't nothing
that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time. My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday. Marty Terrell and Dominic Jimenez along the way as well, our crack producer, and he sets me straight. In fact, Dom, I'll let you take the full glory going off on this whole LeBron thing. So LeBron named today male flag bearer, women to be announced tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. LeBron will be the – I guess they're going to have two flags. LeBron will be the male carrier, and tomorrow will be the female flag carrier.
Do you have any issue with LeBron being a long-standing professional athlete carrying the flag on the male side of the equation for the U.S.?
Not at all, and I know you can't put the last week into perspective, but the way he's kind of carried Team USA in these friendlies, all the more reason I don't mind it.
There you go. Who would you say is most likely? Is it going to be Ledecky or Biles? If you had a choice, who would it be?
So I don't know who carried it 4 years or 3 years ago, I guess it was, because of the COVID year. I would go with Ledecky, but would have no issues if Biles was carrying it either.
And I am conducting an informal poll, and I'm using you here. Just a couple quick questions. Are you into the Olympics? Do you watch it? You know, are you just locked and loaded for the Olympics? Are you more casual, or do you kind of respond to the developments as they unfold from the Olympic site? And in this case, it's Paris. Do you keep? Yeah, obviously, you're in sports radio. You got a front row seat to all the developments. Give me a little lay of the land, because I'm looking at your age group, wondering how much the younger quote unquote crowd and demographic follows the Olympics. Give me a quick hit on that.
Casual at best. I'll check out, you know, the sprinting in the track and field, the relays, the 4x100, stuff like that. I'll check out the shorter distance swimming. I'm not going to sit down and watch the 10,000 meter Katie Ledecky win by 2 minutes. It's just a little too much for me. I'll watch those things. I'll try to keep an eye out for when the things are. But mostly it'll be what's on when I'm in front of a TV. It'll be spoiled in a way because of the time difference. Whatever they're showing in prime time here for me on the West Coast had to have happened hours ago. The nice thing is, if there's something interesting that'll be broadcast live, I'll be awake. There have been Olympics where it's like, oh, yeah, Team USA's playing at 3 a.m. Pacific. I'm like, I'm not going to watch that game. You know, basketball, the men and the women, I'll be following it. I won't go out of my way to watch most of the Olympics. But the things that I enjoy, I'll try to find them ahead of time and be prepared for then.
Interesting. That younger demographic surprisingly has come around from what I can tell. Here's where I go being, you know, quote unquote older, that, you know, quasi senior group. I'm into it. And I will tell you, the women's basketball, the men's basketball, I'll be locked and loaded. Watch it intently, record some if need be. But like you say, with the time difference, it's you probably won't even need to do that. Track and field, 100%. The swimming, I think Ledecky is going to put on an all-time performance. I mean, this is going to rival Phelps, possibly Spitz, going back to the 70s. This could be a absolute incredible run for her. And she's carrying enormous pressure into the pool. The expectations of her are off the charts. When it gets to gymnastics, Biles is unbelievable. Her story and the fragility of these women, the pressure they're under, the media, we've seen it. A lot of these gals have stepped away, obviously, with some mental health challenges. They fully understand that one little miss and it gets illuminated like never before. So I just think there is a confluence of factors. And as these events unfold, storylines evolve. You know, we have expectations, we have predictions, prognostications of how we think and hope that things go. And oftentimes, you know, some Cinderella story starts to unfold, some unknown athlete, I think a Rulon Gardner. I could probably sit there and research it, but there's obviously great opportunities for, you know, and oftentimes from little known countries, or in the case of the United States, little known towns like Rulon Gardner, Nebraska, farmer, wrestler. And you never know what's going to happen. So, and then you throw golf into it, and I'll segue into the Open Championship from the weekend. You know, I love the fact that golf is an Olympic sport. Some people don't think it belongs. Some people think, you know, who really cares? We get hit over the head with it. We just came out of completing the four majors here stateside. We had the Scottish Open, and now we stay in Europe. We get over to Paris. But I'll start with Xander Schauffele, and make no mistake, and darn it all, Friday I was on the air thinking, you know what, if he is on, it's going to be a Xander Schauffele fireworks show. That final round that he posted yesterday, folks, that's a saver. That's a keeper. That was under conditions that were absolutely almost inhumane, between wind and earlier on Saturday rain. I would couple his rounds on the weekend. But the 65 that he posted on Sunday has to go down as an all-time great. Some people say, whoa, tap the brakes. It wasn't that long ago that Henrik Stenson, and Phil Mickelson, you know, delighted us to a scintillating back nine on that very same golf course when Stenson shot a 63. And I'll grant you that. That too was an all-time great. Stenson isn't a household name, nor will he be, but Schauffele is well on his way. The year that he has put together, the PGA Championship in Valhalla, you had all the craziness with the Scheffler arrest, the fatality outside the front gates, all the craziness, a lot of distractions. It's a tight-knit group. You saw Scheffler waiting there right off 18 when Schauffler headed to the scoring tent. Scheffler was one of the first professionals to, you know, give him the old man hug and, you know, wish him well and congratulate him. It was a nice scene. But Xander Schauffele, San Diego kid, great family story to see his dad there, his mom, the family. You see this often. But he is starting really to display an ability and an unrivaled mental toughness in these championships, and really week in, week out. He's one of the most consistent golfers, one of the best ball strikers we've seen. Now, you know where I'm going to go with this. This is now, we are well into the post-Tiger Woods era. Tiger now becomes a memory, a flickering memory by each year and each major that goes by. We're not going to see Tiger again until December when he partners up with his son, Charlie, and plays in that father-son event. You know, and I believe his foundation's a big driving force behind that tournament. So, that, you know, Tiger now is a glimmering, flickering memory. We bask in the glow of the great Tiger career. But the idea that he is going to be relevant is just wishful thinking. It's not going to happen. It really and truly isn't. And I'm one of the last to come around. I'm still, you know, of the mindset going into the Masters this year that, you know, maybe, just maybe, he'll find the glory once more. But he's a shell physically, his former self. Mentally, I think he's a shell of his former self. He doesn't play enough. You cannot play 6, 8, 9 events a year and compete with the Schauffeles of the world, the you know, these elite players. They're just physically different. The equipment is so much different. Even though Tiger enjoyed some great innovations and great changes to the golf ball, and Tiger was one of these guys hitting the ball consistently over 300 yards, but you see what Tiger has become now. Tiger has become 20 yards to 25 yards shorter on average, number one. Number two, he does not hit greens in regulation with a statistical acuity that puts him among the elite players. And Tiger can't putt anymore. And his short game, when he misses the greens, it's even more trouble because he can't get up and down. He just can't. And look what he's enduring to play. So I think this is, for Tiger, one of these situations where let's just enjoy what we saw and let's see what comes of it. He's not going to be playing on any Champions Tour. We're going to see Tiger. I don't think he goes to the broadcast booth. I just don't. I think he'll obviously focus on golf course design. He's got a million other things he can do. And we know full well he doesn't need the money. But Tiger will still be front and center in the golf world. It's just going to be a whole different dynamic. All right, coming up, Tyler Levine. He'll weigh in as well here on Sports Byline.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America, presented by American Premium Vodka. Lots to talk about. Olympic opening ceremonies Friday night, but the week looms large as well. The baseball over the weekend, pretty decent. The golf was outstanding. The debut of First Touch, the soccer show on Saturday night, was an A++. Co-host and actually the lead host of that program is Tyler Levine. Getting accustomed to hearing him on Sports Overnight. Tyler, welcome aboard, pal. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, the Yankees are starting to get their act together maybe a little. Maybe just a little. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. Until Aaron Boone goes, I don't know how much of an act we really have.
Yeah, that American League East, though, Boston, we'll start right there. I was very hopeful. Saturday's game was brutal. I mean, they had the Dodgers beat. They have Kenley Jensen on to close it, and what does he do? He gives up a home run to Kiki Hernandez, a guy the Red Sox let get away, and then they win a crazy game in I think the 11th or maybe the 10th inning, but anyways, and then they get swept. They get whacked on Sunday Night Baseball. So do you see a three-team race, though? I mean, Baltimore, to me, and Baltimore went into the All-Star break a little bit shaky. Do you think we see a three-team race in that American League East? Let me hear real quick.
I mean, it's tough to say. I think Baltimore are definitely the clear favorites. I don't see the Yankees really doing anything much, especially deep into the postseason. I mean, I guess, you know, you never truly know. But I've referenced this a lot in regards to pretty much all sports. The fish rots at the head for me. And right now, I don't think the Yankees are at an organizational standpoint to where they can ultimately succeed and, you know, do what needs to be done and win a World Series. But I hope I'm wrong. I certainly am, no perfect matchmaker of opinion, but, I'd love to see it. I think the Astros are always another super dangerous team, especially when it comes playoff time. They've been there. They've done that. The Mariners are having a pretty decent season. So we'll see how it all unfolds, but I definitely think Baltimore is in the driver's seat, as of right now.
You know, I think one of the key teams that a lot of people ignore, and that's the Cleveland Guardians, although they had a weird weekend with San Diego at Progressive in Cleveland, but Cleveland looks very dangerous, and Kansas City is a team putting up numbers. I hear what you're saying about Houston and Seattle. I just know Seattle right now can't hit their way out of a wet paper bag. Yesterday, notwithstanding, they're hitting like .218 as a team, and they're not winning anything unless they find a way to hit the baseball. They're good defensively. They got decent pitching, outstanding closer at the back end of the bullpen, which we saw yesterday as they nearly blew a lead. 6-3 lead late against, ironically, the Astros. But American League is going to be very, very interesting. All right, let's quickly get to the golf. And, I mean, listen, Xander Schauffele, San Diego State, Southern California kid, wins the PGA with all that nuttiness going on with Scheffler, comes right back, gets his second major. You know, we're well into the post-Tiger era, Tyler. You and I have talked about this. Is this the guy that we now kind of look at? Spieth has kind of been all over the place. Rahm defects, Rahm, one of the, obviously stalwarts, he defects to the LIV Tour. This opened up a door for Schauffele. Give me your take on him, and what a final round on Sunday in those conditions, huh?
It really was. I mean, he said it himself, it was the round of his life, and I would have a hard time believing that he's played any better anywhere else, especially when you consider the course in itself, the scores that we were seeing from other golfers that were out there. I mean, there were some scores that looked like it was me out at Trump National down here in Doral. And, it's so funny because Xander for so many years was talked about as the guy that could never get it done, the guy that always choked it away. He never had that it factor. And we see this so often in sports, whether it's an individual sport or a team sport, where all it takes is getting one and then the floodgates open, the pressure is relieved. And that was something that I noticed. I think it was after like the 13th or 14th hole, he was walking off the tee box and smiling and laughing with his caddy.
I saw that. I totally agree.
Immediately, I watched that and I said to myself, he's got this in the bag, no doubt about it. He's comfortable, and he now knows what it takes to get it done. And that's a huge thing in golf, in major tournaments, you know, especially in the majors, is knowing how to win and experiencing that. And it sounds silly because it's like, oh, these guys are pros. Of course they know what it takes. But when push comes to shove, because this could have easily gotten away from him. This was no, you know, easy course. There are triple bogeys, quad, you know, eights, nines. Those are out there on this course, especially in this wind. And he, every single time, he was unflappable. There was nothing that could throw him off of his game. He had, a couple shots where he left himself weird lies, putting it up and over the bunker, dropping it down, keeping it close to the hole, hitting his putts. It was a masterclass. I mean, 69, 72, 69, and then a 65 on the final day to win the $3.1 million. Not a bad day. First time we've seen someone win two majors since Koepka, I believe, in 2018. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And he joins a pretty good list of people to just do that in general. I mean, good for Xander. I'm happy for him. I think he deserves every bit of this.
We'll get to the Olympics in a moment because he's going to be the choice to win Olympic gold for the United States in golf. And I love the fact that golf's now an Olympic sport. A lot of people don't think it belongs, but that's a discussion for another day. I'll back up. I saw that same exchange joking around with his caddy. You know, the term we use in sports for that is loosey-goosey. I said the same thing. There is nobody touching this guy right now because he's not feeling any pressure. He's in a zone, and athletes get into zones. We hear about it all the time. Basketball players, even some football players can get into a zone, and you could just see it. He just looked so effortless, and you knew right there and then it was over. And we're seeing this more as being the case than it is being a rarity now. This guy is one hell of a steady customer. Dude, he was spot on. Give me a little bit more on Xander. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, you know, he obviously won the gold at the last Olympics, I believe it was. And it was, I thought that was going to be the turning point for him in terms of, okay, he got a win, he accomplished something. But it wasn't. And it wasn't until he ultimately got it done at the PGA this year that we saw this. And, you know, for me, one of the biggest differences that I'm noticing in his game is just the calmness on the greens. He's not having these meltdown moments late into his rounds like we've seen with Åberg. Young kid, seems like he's been up there Thursday, Friday, Saturday in a lot of these big tournaments. And he seems to have, fall off. And it's something that he was steady Eddie, man, this week, this whole weekend, just very calm, cool, collected. 65 in these conditions on this course, where we see guys like, Corey Connors threw up an 80 on Thursday. Rory didn't even make the cut, was like plus 11 after this, after the 2 days. And here's Xander, even Dustin Johnson, Brooks, none of them really played well. I mean, at all. I'm just scrolling down this list right here. Scotty, obviously, minus one, didn't really have it all. I mean, he hit like a 75-yard drive on one of these holes, closing it out. But Xander was really the one who stood out. I'm heartbroken for Justin Rose, I will say. I think this one would have meant more to him than anything in the world, winning the Open as his national Open. He came up just short. He put together a hell of a round, though, also on Sunday, 67. It's just that, the 73 on Saturday was ultimately what came back to bite him. A couple shots. That's what's so awesome about golf, man, is that it's just really just a couple of shots, a couple of swings, a couple of moments is what separates these guys. And it's just so amazing to watch them dominate these conditions and see how they handle this. As someone who does golf, it brings a whole different appreciation to the sport when you see how these guys are handling this stuff in these conditions, under this pressure, with these crowds. It just truly is amazing.
Yeah, and you referenced Justin Rose, the 73 on Saturday, yes, but what was a killer, he had four lip outs yesterday. I have never seen a guy who could not get a roll. And then he finally made one on 18, a little too late, a day late and a dollar short. But I'll tell you right now, he is so steady. And I thought at 47, I said, this might be his last chance, and it may or may not be.
Yeah.
But he was in a zone there for a while. He just could not get, a 12 to 15 footer to drop. Same thing for Billy Horschel. I thought Billy Horschel he was the 54 hole leader, and I said he's going to be tough to beat. And the other thing is too, Sam Burns crushed the ball. He shot 65 on Saturday, and I'm thinking, he's got a good chance. But when a guy shoots a 65 on Saturday in rainy, windswept conditions, and then has to wheel right back on Sunday, What does he do? He blows up, and I think he shot 77. I mean, he is a Sam Burns is going to guy who is going to win and maybe win a major and win consistently a lot of money. He is a huge, huge stick, and he's got a he just has a very, very well-rounded game. And I don't see a weakness other than the fact that he shot 65 Saturday, and he was ill-prepared for what Sunday was going to bring his way. All right, let's get to my little informal poll. You fit into the notch along with Dom, but how much of the Olympics, Tyler, obviously you're in sports radio, you're going to get a front row seat. How much will you grasp what is going on in Paris? You know, we all have full-time jobs. We have to work during the day. Obviously, primetime replays and stuff like this. But what kind of homage will you pay to the Paris Games coming up beginning on Friday? Let me hear.
I love the Olympics. I mean, I think as a sports fan, especially we've been talking about it this time of year when it's just baseball going on, I'll definitely be tuning in. I'm very intrigued to see what's going to go on with USA basketball. You know, they didn't exactly put on a stellar performance today. I've been reading a lot about this, you know, the ball being an issue. I'm not buying into that excuse. You know, you guys are the best players in the world. You got to figure it out. You have more than enough time to, you know, to do something there. I love the swimming, everything. I mean, I fell in love with the Olympics through the Michael Phelps years and the Usain Bolt and everything. It's just always so cool to watch people compete for their country. It's part of why I love the World Cup and the Euros and Copa so much as well. There's just a different energy when you slip on the shirt with your country's flag on it.
Yep, no doubt about it. And Friday night, we'll see LeBron James, the female, the woman flag holder, will be announced tomorrow. Good job out of Dom bringing that to my attention. All right, Tyler, you stay right there. We got more to get to. Plus, we'll recap the debut of First Touch, which was outstanding here on Saturday night here across the country and around the globe. This is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline Broadcast.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, crispy fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger. InnovativeWellness.Center.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
We are talking the world of sports here in the summer of fun 2024 with the Olympic Games coming up in Paris on Friday. I want to get a quick shout out here in anticipation of week two of First Touch. It'll be the first weekend of the Olympics and obviously the great new soccer show. And Tyler Levine, who is the lead role, and his co-host is Nico Beef Sauce. And word today that Tavern on Broad in Philadelphia, some of his dear friends are going to jump on board as your first kind of huge sponsor, and perhaps some live shows coming up in Philadelphia. Eagles, Phillies, 76ers, Flyers, they're right there on Broad Street, Tavern on Broad. So we just give them an anticipatory shout-out. Great job out of Nico. Great job out of you guys, Tyler. Let's just recap. How much fun was it to kind of wrap up Copa, wrap up the Euro 2024, even tease the EPL, and boy, did we see European Premier League promos on NBC when we watched the golf this weekend, huh? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it was just thrilling. It was so awesome. I had such a good time. I'm so excited for week two, and I'm just itching for the season to start, man, because we're going to be bringing the fire. And just to we're going to be out at these games. We're going to be getting live footage, be outside of the stadiums, interacting with the fans. We'll be popping on social. We'll have a ton of stuff going out there. And, you know, the whole goal and ultimately what we will be doing is just bringing a regular perspective from two regular fans who just have a burning passion for the game, to the people stateside, because there's a ton of stuff overseas that we don't always have access to, and the footage, you can't always view it, and we want to make sure that people here stateside in America are exposed to the beautiful world of football over in Europe, specifically Premier League, Champions League. There's a ton of stuff going on over the summer with transfers. Euro and Copa was great. And we're super excited for this week's episode coming up, where we're going to be really diving deep into our predictions for the English Premier League coming up this season, and some transfer talk and everything like that as well. But it's just been amazing.
We'll get to your European travel here in a moment, but here stateside, we're going to see some EPL action here in the States over the summer, are we not, before the regular season starts?
Yeah, absolutely. These tours for preseason are... It's always a little iffy on who's actually going to be there. A lot of times it's honestly a really good showcase for new signings, because that's usually where they make their first appearances in the squad. Lenny Euro just signed for Manchester United, played in a friendly match 2 days ago, played great. Honestly, I was really happy with to see how he played. But these are great matches to get out to. It's certainly nothing like what you'll see overseas, in a live game when the season's rocking and rolling. But just the level of play, even with the B team, for lack of a better term, or a lot of these younger players, it's just such a spectacle. The level of play is so different. It's very crisp, and it's always a good opportunity to see your favorite team in person, especially if it's difficult to get overseas to actually see a game in person. But I'll say this: Manchester United and Arsenal last season played an awesome preseason friendly. It was when we got our first glimpse of Kobbie Mainoo. Ironically enough, he went out injured a couple days later, and it's out for the beginning part of the season. But some younger stars make their first appearances at these games, and who would have thought a year later Kobbie Mainoo starting for England, had an amazing season at United. He's going to be the focal point of our midfield coming up this season. He's just one of many examples of these young stars who can really make a name for themselves and ultimately put themselves in the first team for the season in these preseason matches. So it's always great to get out And I'm hoping to get to one or two of them prior to the season starting.
That'll be great. Tyler Levine with us. I want to stay on this theme in a moment. You're obviously a huge sports fan, you know, and in August and September, we get the NFL getting underway primarily in September and college football the last weekend of August into September, the season rolls. Then you got the EPL starting in mid-August. How do you juggle everything when you have the EPL, you have college football, you have the NFL? I mean, it must be crazy. And I wasn't paying attention last fall. How does the EPL, I mean, a lot of it is Peacock and NBC. Obviously, NBC is fully vested in the Big Ten this year with Saturday night football. And obviously, the soccer games will have gone final. And then you get Sunday morning. How do you juggle it? And does soccer still hold a real strong niche on Saturday and Sunday mornings before the college and the NFL games? Let me hear.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is honestly, I'm going into my peak season right now, baby. I got it. You know, how we balance it is Friday midday when there's a Friday EPL game. You know, we stop work at 3 o'clock and watch and start the weekend early. And then we get a good night's sleep and wake up 7 a.m. Saturday morning. And, you know, you watch sports pretty much all day from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed. It's amazing. So it's the most beautiful balance in the world for me because I do love college football and NFL so much, but I would always, you know, prefer to watch the soccer. But they make it so I don't have to because of these time changes. You know, you usually got a 7 a.m. game or 7:30, 10:30 or 11, and then like a 12 or 12:30 game. And then boom, everything's done. You get to digest, go eat some lunch, sit down, and college football is kicking off. And then you do the same thing Sunday morning leading into NFL. So this is just the most golden time of the year for me, especially once, you know, the NBA starts back up and NHL starts back up as well and everything's firing on all cylinders. It's just so exciting. I could not be more excited for this fall coming up, especially with First Touch being around and being such a huge part of my life now as well, because I get to stop annoying my friends in these group chats all day, texting and FaceTiming about what's going on, and now I get to bring it to the air on Sports Byline broadcasts and, you know, overseas in person as well.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you guys as part of our sports weekend on Saturday nights, I blinked and your show was over on Saturday. I mean, it's just, I blinked and you guys were midway through your final segment. It was just absolutely gold. It really and truly was. Give me a couple storylines. Give our audience a couple storylines, EPL. I mean, I don't think it begins, it ends with Manchester, but obviously, I mean, we're talking dynasty here. Give me some storylines, you know, that maybe, you know, step out on the limb here a little bit. Don't give us the obvious. Give us some storylines. Let me hear.
I think that one thing to keep an eye on is Ederson, Manchester City's goalkeeper, is being rumored to make a move to Saudi Arabia. So it'll be very interesting to see who they replace him with. I'd be shocked if they just rocked with Manuel Ortega, who you know, was their guy that would play in place of Ederson whenever he was out from injury or suspension. I've been seeing that it could be someone like a Donnarumma from PSG, who, from what I have read, has a good relationship with the club and doesn't enjoy his time there. So that's really going to be interesting to see. I don't think City are going to make too much noise in this transfer window. I don't expect a huge signing. I mean, to be frank, they don't really need much. I mean, they've won four in a row. Danny Olmo to Manchester City was something that I was intrigued by. I thought that it might happen. I thought he would have fit really well into their team. But his release clause needed to be executed on. As of Saturday night, no one did make that move for him. So he's going to stay put at Leipzig. And then, you know, Manchester United are really the ones who are moving and shaking in this transfer market thus far. They've been rumored to be interested in Xavi Simmons, the young Netherlands star that we saw really break out and announce himself to the world at these past Euros 2024. We're going to have to sell some players in order to finance a move like that. It would be well over 100 million, you know, it would probably be about 100 million euros to make that move happen. But we could use a bartering tool like a Jadon Sancho to potentially push that through. And you know, it's someone like a Liverpool is going to be really upset. You know, your Liverpool fans, they haven't really been making much noise in the transfer market. They're going to want to be making signings. They need to improve ultimately. I mean, everyone that's outside of Manchester City needs to improve if they want to stand a chance, this upcoming season. And really the team that's probably the closest to knocking them off in Arsenal, made a great signing. All the paperwork's being done right now. It's been reported that it is absolutely 100% official and going through as of this moment. Calafiore, He was the Italy star who made that amazing breakup, which led to their goal, allowing them to qualify for the knockout round. He's 24 years old. He's had some rough injury history, but that should help solidify their back line and strengthen a position that they certainly needed strengthening, which is left back, putting Zinchenko on the bench. He's just not good enough to, you know, to be someone that's going to win you the league. So they address that need immediately. I still think that they really need to address left wing and center forward. Martinelli is a good player. I just don't think he's the guy that's ultimately going to push you that extra limit to be able to knock off a Manchester City. And same thing with Kai Havertz. I don't know what the obsession is with him, but he needs to go, in my opinion, or at least go to the bench. Just he can't be the guy that you're relying on to take down the four-time consecutive champions who are coming off of a treble, not last season, but the season before that. So something's going to need to change. I'm liking what I'm seeing from United. I'm concerned for the Liverpool fans. Tottenham just let Højbjerg go to Marseille. I don't know what they're going to do with that. He was really their engine of their midfield. We'll see. They had a pretty decent start to the season last year. In fact, they had a great start to the season, but ultimately fell short. So we'll see what happens with Tottenham. I can't wait for Saturday night on First Touch with my co-host Nico Beef Sauce to really go more in depth on the Premier League, these transfers, what teams need to do, and our predictions on the season coming up.
Just give me 2 minutes on Nico. It's a guy that I met in Rhode Island, and we brought him full circle. We put him together with you. He is from Athens, Greece. He entered the United States in Philly. He's now up in New England. What a match made in heaven. This is crazy. Talk about how you, Tyler Levine, and Nico Beef Sauce got together, and the chemistry is just uncanny. Give me a minute on that real quick.
Yeah, I mean, it was honestly all through you, Mr. Marty. You connected us, and, you know, you told me that you met this guy and that he loves soccer and that you thought that we should connect. We hopped on one phone call, and we spent about an hour and a half on the phone on FaceTime just talking about soccer and talking about our passion and, you know, talking about this idea for a show that we could put together and, you know, how we wanted to run it and what opportunities would be there for us. And, you know, since then, we've been pretty much speaking every single day. I just went over to Best Buy, got a ton of equipment for us to able to go to these games and really, and I'm being very serious about this, like interacting with the fans. Like I really, I'm looking forward to being outside of the stadiums and really showing people what the culture and the environment is like over in England. Because once you see it, it really changes you as a sports fan, as a person. Your perspective on everything is different. At least that's what happened to me when I was, back in 2010, when I was just 12 years old. And Nico, obviously being from that side of the world, he understands that. He's born and raised with it. I mean, some of the videos I've seen from, these Greek derby matches, whether it's soccer or basketball, are just absolutely insane. And I'm just so thrilled. And just the content that we're going to be putting out there and, how seriously we're taking our show, it's going to be absolutely amazing. And we hope to have many, many more hours throughout the week for you guys as we continue to grow this thing on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America.
Well, it's fun, too, because you're credentialed over there. You're going to be, and I can't wait to see your reaction the first time you walk into the press box there. I've been. It's amazing. I didn't understand it because it was 20 years ago. But all I know is I walked into an English pub, and, yeah, I did all the touristy thing. Can I get fish and chips? And then I got annoyed because it was like all of a sudden the pub went from really, really docile and fun. And I figured I was going to watch it. And then all of a sudden the place was just filled and bedlam. And this was back in the day of indoor smoking. And I still think you could probably smoke over there. It was crazy. It was absolutely nuts. And I walked out of there shaking my head saying, I had no clue. I had not a clue, but we are out of time. Listen, Tyler, great job. We'll get you back here tomorrow. We got a lot to get to. We got the world of sports, baseball going to ramp up here a little bit. The trading deadline looms. We'll keep an eye on it. Excellent job out of you.
Thank you, my friend.
You got it. Tyler Levine, First Touch, Saturday nights, 7 o'clock Eastern to 8 o'clock here on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America, what we're streaming and screaming about in the world of sports. We'll close out with that coming up here on Sports Overnight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Right, down the home stretch we go as we talk the world of sports here on Sports Byline. And, yeah, baseball tonight, right? You know, Cardinals, Pirates, decent. The Tigers with Scooble, they got staked to an early lead over the Guardians. So it'll be fun to listen to the Riches tonight, Jeff and Jen. Guardian fans extraordinaire. They will be they'll be all over this. Mets and Marlins. Reds, Braves, Phillies, Twinkies. Boy, the Twins had a rough weekend, too, with Milwaukee. White Sox, Rangers, D-backs, Royals, Red Sox, Rockies, Astros, A's, Angels, Mariners, Giants, Dodgers. I always like it when the Giants and Dodgers get together. I mean, it's a blood rivalry. Dodgers are good. The Giants aren't right now, but it's still I like it when these two teams get together. Let me see that pitching matchup tonight. That's what I always look for. Give me a good San Francisco pitcher tonight. As we got the MLB ticket. Did you say something, Dom?
Blake Snell pitches for the Giants tonight.
Oh, we do have Snell. You know, he wasn't horrible the last time out, I don't think. And I don't know who River Ryan is, but that's who's pitching for the Dodgers. So we shall see. Snell is – that's basically a toss-up game tonight at Chavez Ravine. Tell you what, the Red Sox went in there with the nice wide eyes, great first half of the season, feeling good about themselves. The way they got beat on Saturday was just utterly painful. I mean, Tyler O'Neill hits two home runs. They go up 5-3, and then they can't hold the lead, end up losing, what was it, 7-6? just a ridiculous way to lose. But the Red Sox should be able to get healthy in Colorado. But I'll tell you, some of these American League teams that venture out there to Denver, they leave there with their pitching staff in shambles. So that's not an automatic. All right. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez, Tyler Levine. Excellent job out of you. Stay with us throughout the night. Jeff and Jen, we'll keep you going on terrestrial radio stations like WGCH. Want to thank those great folks in Greenwich, Connecticut, Youngstown, Ohio, and all the great affiliates here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll catch you tomorrow. Adios.